It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, let's get rolling here for a Monday afternoon, which is apparently Bring Your Daughter to Work Day, unfortunately, here at 97.1 FM Talk, because there is a Teacher Development Day that is going on in the Rockwood School District, and apparently I have no other child care today. Because my wife is on the way to see the grandbaby in Houston.
Now, this is great. I look forward to this because she actually will take pictures and send them to
us. Yes, she will take pictures and we'll finally get some information. I kind of sent her, look, this got a little logistically challenged for us all to get down there at the same time. And I basically sent her down on a recon mission.
Yes.
Because there's some things that I'd like to find out that my son won't tell me. But anyway, good afternoon. How's the Hall of Famer this afternoon?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks.
Sue, I hope you had a good weekend.
I did. It was gorgeous.
I had a busy weekend. I kept busy around the house and was watching a little baseball and a lot of football. Let me just start before we get to serious stuff here this afternoon. Fred knew this was coming.
I've been waiting all weekend for this.
Look.
Mizzou?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just awful. And, you know, what happened on Saturday did not surprise me at all. Maybe it surprised me that they got their asses handed to them the way that they did. Now, the game did not start off very well. There was a penalty that should have been called. There was another touchdown that probably should have been a touchdown. But that doesn't matter. They're not a very good team. I said this 2 weeks ago, you know, when they came off the was that the Vanderbilt game? By the way, Vanderbilt, now that's interesting. Because if you do win that game against Texas A&M, Vanderbilt takes out. Did you see this, Sue? Vanderbilt took out the number one ranked Alabama Crimson Tide.
Oh.
So, huge upset. We had just played Vanderbilt, SEC, you know, conference game in Nashville. It was a home game. So that would have actually reflected pretty well on Mizzou if they could have gotten their you-know-what together. But they're not a very good team, and I don't know what's really going on. I would compare them a little bit in the NFL to the Cincinnati Bengals, because you have good players. They just cannot seem to get it together this season, and that happens. Look, last year I think was a bit of a season where they overachieved. They had dynamic chemistry. You had Cody Schrader running the ball, and it became very exciting. This is not happening this year. Now, there's plenty of time to get their act together, but I don't know why. The reason I didn't have high hopes going into this weekend is because why would I have, based on the way they played up until this point?
Well,
kind of makes you wonder what they did during that off week in between this game and their last game.
I have no idea. I don't know what they did. I really don't. But that's unfortunate. Now, I mentioned the little girl who's sitting in here to my left. She's going to hang out in the studio. She may even talk a little bit. But Sue, I haven't told you this story. I told Fred. This is perfect. Really, it is. Before we're going to get into October 7th, the anniversary, there's a couple of tweets that I want to highlight here this afternoon. Anything else that might be happening on the show, I have no idea because I forgot my program sheet. So maybe
Eric Schmidt on in the 4 o'clock hour.
Ethan, if you can grab that for me, I'm sorry. It's a Monday. But Sue, remember last week, I don't think the audience even knows this because I was not really making this public. I was kind of going back and forth in an attempt to maybe have to take this Friday off.
Yes. Well, I do remember.
And then on Friday, what I think I told you is, no, I'm going to work. I'm going to work through the week. So something happened last night that's interesting. And you've known me a few years now. We've worked together. Fred's known me a long time. And this type of story that would not shock Fred or most of my personal friends, certainly. So I think I've told you that Alexa, you know, a few weeks ago, we went to Columbia. We shot a gun. She had shot BB gun before and never a regular rifle. So she was shooting a .223, doing some target shooting in an effort to shoot a deer here in this fall. And she hasn't backed off, and I haven't been putting pressure on her or anything like that. So what they're doing in Missouri, and I don't remember them doing this before this early, they're doing a doe-only season, opening up for 3 days where you can go. And I think this is statewide. I might be wrong about that. It might be in particular counties. Sometimes they do it county to county. So don't take my word for it and go out there and kill something this weekend. But it's, you know, you can't shoot anything with antlers, right?
Okay.
So this seemed like a good opportunity for her to start hunting. So in my mind, Sue, that opportunity was next Friday, like the weekend of the 19th. And then last night, my friend Kevin Yeager, who's my, you know, decades-long fishing and hunting mentor and, you know, very good with Alexa, he sent me a text last night and said, hey, maybe we should talk about food for this weekend. I'm like, you mean next weekend?
Oh.
And he's like, no, it's the 12th. And this is so, but Fred, you can confirm this. This happens to me all the time, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how it happens, but it happens to me all the time. It really does.
You usually blame your wife.
I try. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I try to blame anyone but myself. Yes. But this would be one that I can't put on anyone else. Believe me, I've thought about it. I've tried to go through my list of people that I wanted to blame, and unfortunately, this one's on me. I don't know how I did it. I really don't.
I was going to say, don't you just... I have to put everything in my phone on the calendar, or I cannot remember it.
Well, here's the thing about a calendar. I've learned this, too. You can put things in a calendar,
yeah,
but I don't look at the calendar. So then what happens there?
Well, you can set up notifications.
I do that sometimes.
Yeah,
I do.
That's a way to go.
I think that. But in this particular case, this was just a brain fart, and I got the weekends wrong. And I'm going to blame, you know, this is the other thing, if he's listening. I'm going to blame someone. I am going to blame someone.
Well,
I just
finally
thought about this.
Thank you.
I mentioned my friend Kevin. Well, his brother Carlin, who might be listening right now, is in Howard County. We even talked about how, hey, if we get a deer that morning, next week's homecoming, and maybe we can still make it to the game. Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. So nobody threw the flag on that when I brought it up, so that has to be someone else's fault.
No.
Or they would have said, no, Mark, you can't do that. Homecoming's a different weekend than the doe season. You should know that.
No,
nobody said that.
No, it's two men. Nobody had any idea what was happening.
Well, that's probably true.
Yes.
So the bottom line is I got to take Friday off, and I'm actually going to pull her out of school, and we're going to get up there a little early because I think on a Friday afternoon when it's a little warm in the afternoon as opposed to getting up at 5 in the morning, that's the thing. She's a very spoiled hunter. She's developing these habits early. She's already told, you know, Kevin and me, I don't want to get up early. I'd rather hunt in the afternoon. Well,
so you two are adapting to that?
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay.
We'll see how we do on Friday. All right. We have Congressman Mark Alford, who's coming up here in just a little bit. He's going to reflect on the anniversary of October 7th. And I'm going to play a little audio here from Barry Weiss, which is really good. Senator Schmidt, as Fred noticed or indicated, he was in Butler over the weekend as the president made his return trip. Fred, I don't know if you read this. I might sample this a little bit later in the show, especially when Eric's on, but Selena was there. She joined us last week. I think she was here on Thursday, and she was on stage with Trump when this all happened in Butler the first time. And she's very lucky that she didn't get hurt, but she did an interview over the weekend. And, you know, this is probably not the best news if you're hoping that Harris doesn't win this race and that Trump wins, because I've gone back and forth. I mean, my gut check, I'm just going on gut check here, mid-August, as they change gears, she does the convention, blah, 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 all that heading into Labor Day. I didn't feel very good. And I'm looking at polls. It's not just, you know, what I was seeing in the media. And I knew that a lot of that was going to be very, very one-sided. But I do, my gut check right now, 4 weeks outside of this election, 4 weeks from tomorrow, is relatively good for Trump. But again, I think you're going to hear this from several people this afternoon. It really does come down to Pennsylvania. Selena's kind of got her, you know, pulse on that state because that's her state. And there are some things, some undercurrents she got into this last week that, and I even heard her say this on Fox this morning. Fred, I don't know if you saw her.
Yep, you've got it.
She feels, do I have that cut?
Yeah, you
okay,
can.
Okay, Fred, you
I
go,
mean,
Fred.
That's why he's the Hall of Famer, right?
You just have to find it.
Yeah, here, this is, so her gut check is going to be better than my gut check, but she talks about it.
So at this moment, I would give the edge to President Trump, mainly because Harris has been a bit of a bad fit for the state. Yes, she fits well into the big cities of Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, but as I've said before, these elections are largely decided in the outer counties,
yes,
outside of the large cities. Places like Luzerne County, Northampton, Erie, Cambria County, Butler, Beaver. These are the places that were former Democratic strongholds, and with the exception of Erie, have all gone red, and decidedly so, not even incrementally. And they have flipped from robust support for President Obama to voting for President Trump.
So this is where I talked about this a little bit last week. I alluded to this. I do think that there's this undercurrent that is really being exposed right now, and maybe it's going to really be exposed in 4 weeks with people in this country. If you're talking about a change election, you don't like the way things are going, how in the world can you cast a ballot for Harris? Now, again, people are going to have to make their choices. There's plenty of people that would probably love to vote for a Republican here that can't do it because of Trump. We're just going to have to accept that. There are maybe people on the Democrat side that feel the same way as well. But those people probably will manifest themselves in just staying home and not voting for the either candidate. But going back to the rural areas, it's funny. My wife is literally about to roll into Houston to see my son and the grandchild right now. She said when she got into Texas earlier this morning, it was very clear it was Trump country, not only because you'd expect rural Texas to be that way, but there's like billboards and signs and all kinds of stuff. So maybe a little bit more reminiscent of what we saw in 2016.
That's where I think the election will be decided. And in those areas and in my interviews there, it is a very much of a 2016 feel to it. As opposed to 2020, which I think may end up being the election that was a fluke.
That was the bite I was looking for, Fred. That's where she felt like it has the feeling more like 2016. Now, if Selena Zito is saying that, and she's saying that in the state of Pennsylvania, that would be a very good thing for Trump supporters. So we'll have to see. Look, a lot can happen between now and then. I don't know if we're going to have any more October surprises. I do have to go back to Friday, though. A couple of things from Friday. The first thing I see when I get home on Friday night, and I don't even know why I was on Twitter, but every once in a while I torture myself and I put myself through it. And I tweeted this out on Friday night because I saw a tweet from the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken. I'm sorry, Antony. Can't call him. There's no H in there. Antony Blinken. I'm sorry, Tony. I really do. The U.S. is at, this is what the tweet said. The U.S. is at the forefront of humanitarian response to the growing crisis in, fill in the word there. What would be the word? Well, it's not North Carolina, and it's not Georgia, and it's not Florida.
What?
The growing crisis in Lebanon. Announcing nearly $157 million in assistance today, we're committed to supporting those in need and delivering the essential aid to displaced civilians, refugees, and the communities hosting them. I'm fully aware that you would at least hope that the United States government can walk and chew gum at the same time, and there's several things happening. But this is, if nothing else, so tone deaf. And Harris did the same thing. I looked at her page. She had a tweet that said the same thing. The people of Lebanon are facing an increasingly dire humanitarian situation. Now, in fairness to the vice president, I looked. She was highlighting North Carolina. They're doing everything they can to make it look like she's on top of this. But how do people in North Carolina, in rural Pennsylvania, in any state, look at something like that and see what the priorities might be for, you know, the State Department or the Department of Homeland Security, whoever might be in charge here? They feel left out. So I do have to get to a couple of things here from Harris. This is the other thing that I saw on Friday night. She was in, I think it was Flint, Michigan. And I swear to God, Fred, I don't know if you saw this or you heard this clip. I tweeted this out right after I put the Tony Blinken thing up there on Friday night. It was a rare little tweet fest for me on a Friday night. Usually, yeah. I don't get there, right? I was getting ready to go to that coin show at the pageant. And it was a situation where, here, I'm going to see if I can find the tweet here. On the Tony Blinken tweet, I said, you know, when he was talking about $157 million in assistance to Lebanon, I said, you misspelled North Carolina. And then the other tweet was about Harris. And there's a Twitter site out there
that's
called...
That's pretty funny, by the way.
I was trying to be... And you know what? There was a lot of reaction to that because I think people understood the tone of that. So there's a great site out there called Clown World. If you follow that, it's at Clown World on the X4ly Twitter. And they put a lot of the... There's a few out there, like N Wokeness, Libs of TikTok, Clown World. They're all sort of similar. And they had a clip of Harris from Flint, Michigan, where she just sounds like an idiot, which is not unusual. But the tweet was, imagine being so dumb to believe she can lead this country. Now, I'm going to play the audio from that particular incident. But because I'm being careful, I thought, this is so weird and awkward and terrible. This has to be edited. Okay? So it's a Friday night. I'm getting ready to go to a concert. My family's out to dinner. They're going to see Beetlejuice. Alexa's at Beetlejuice. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to dig up this damn thing from C-SPAN to Flint, Michigan. I start watching the rally. And sure as you know what, this is actually real. Now, I think we're going to talk about what really kind of happened here, but listen.
Remember his number,
guys until the election.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pause. Awkward pause.
What's happening?
So well, 32 days. 32 days. Okay, we got some business to do.
See, she's lost right here.
32 days.
Oh, my gosh.
And we know we will do it. And this is going to be a very tight race until the very end. We are the underdog, and we know we have some hard work ahead.
All right, so what happened there, Sue? You know what happened, right?
Yeah, the prompter went down.
So she starts, yeah, I want you to listen to it again here, just the beginning, because she's saying she's trying to get the crowd. The crowd's kind of, you know, riled up here. 32 days, 32 days.
Number 32.
32 days.
Today we got 32 days until the election.
Now, the prompter's supposed to kick in right about here. Everyone quiets down. She's looking at it. She doesn't know what to do, and then she kind of grasps here.
So 32 days.
Yeah, we got to go back to that.
32 days.
How many?
Okay, we got some business to do.
So then I don't even know if the prompter could, but that was an awkward moment. I mean, if you just see the clip isolated when she's looking, and I would say this too. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't want to be unfair to the vice president. It almost looked like one of those incidents where maybe there was a cocktail involved beforehand. But I can't say for certain. Maybe just a half glass of wine or something along those lines. But that was weird. Then there's this. 60 Minutes is doing this special tonight. Have you seen the ads for this?
No.
Now, this is interesting. This is Mr. Bill Whitaker. Bill Whitaker is the guy that came in here and gave one of the big, wet, sloppy kisses to Kim Gardner and portrayed St. Louis as a bunch of, you know, white supremacists, right? So she hasn't done a lot of sit-down interviews at all, but she sat down with 60 Minutes, and Bill Whitaker asked her a question.
My plan is about saying that when you invest in small businesses, you invest in the middle class, and you strengthen America's economy. Small businesses are part of the backbone of America's economy.
But pardon me, Madam Vice President. The question was, how are you going to pay for it?
Well, one of the things is I'm going to make sure that the richest among us who can afford it pay their fair share in taxes. It is not right that teachers and nurses and firefighters are paying a higher tax rate than billionaires and the biggest corporations.
All right, let me stop there, because that's just a class warfare talking point that Joe Biden has used. They all use it. It's a bunch of nonsense. The economists have done the math. You can claim that you're going to tax these rich people more. They don't pay income tax. You know why? They don't get paychecks like the teacher or the nurse. All right?
Right.
So there's a big difference in that. That's why they want to jack up the capital gains. They want to punish people for being successful. But Bill Whitaker, shockingly, actually tried to follow up here.
Plan on making that fair.
But we're dealing with the real world here.
But the real world includes...
How are you going to get this through Congress?
You know, when you talk quietly with a lot of folks in Congress, they know exactly what I'm talking about, because their constituents know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Their constituents are those firefighters and teachers and nurses.
Yeah, there's nothing
She's
there.
She's not They're, answering
no,
that either.
Of course not.
Oh,
and that's
gosh.
About the toughest. You can see that there's a visual aspect to that, because if you look at her, you can kind of see it in her eyes that she's
nothing.
Lost on there. She's like, and this is what happens. And, you know, I think this happened last week with Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is out there every single day, and he's answering questions and tough questions.
Yep.
You got to kind of get better at this, right? And she's not very good at it because she hasn't had to do it very often. And there's the fact that she's incapable.
She doesn't know the answer.
Well, there is that, Sue. We're coming back. We have Congressman Mark Alford coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.